Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We've been looking at the Gospel writers over the last few days, first Matthew, then Mark, then Luke. Today, I want us to introduce ourselves to John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. To do that, let's read John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John had a special relationship with Jesus. He was one of the youngest disciples and was included in the inner circle along with Peter and James. All the disciples saw Jesus up close and personal, but these three even more so. At the Last Supper, John was reclining next to Jesus, and John took Jesus' mother, Mary, into his home after Jesus died on the cross and then later ascended into heaven. At the Last Supper, John was reclining next to Jesus. John is the one, remember, who took Jesus' mother, Mary, into his home at the Lord's request, and Jesus requested that while he was hanging on the cross. John's purpose for writing his gospel is clear. He witnessed many things that Jesus did, but he chose certain signs so that people may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. He desired to proclaim the transforming message of Jesus that produced eternal life. John's gospel was the last gospel to be written. While all the other disciples died as martyrs, John died a natural death around 98 AD. He did experience persecution, though. At one point, he was exiled to the island of Patmos, where he penned the Revelation. Jerome, an early church leader, wrote that John was so frail in his final days, they had to be carried into church. Jerome said he had one phrase continually on his lips, "My little children, love one another." Asked why he always said that, he replied, "It's the Lord's command, and if this alone be done, it is enough." Father, help me be an evangelist like John. Help me share the message of Christ with friends and family so that they may have certainty of eternal life. Help me finish strong with truth always on my lips until I meet you face to face. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.